ABC Radio Australia.
Time for sport now, where for the three leading Pacific nations, Fiji, Samoa and Tonga, rugby sevens is part of their sporting DNA. However, right now, it looks rather like the Fijians are not getting value for money, while the Samoans and the Tongans are still outside the World Series elite group, and with barely a dollar between them. But as Richard Ewart reports, under the new system, parachuted in by World Rugby, winning a tournament in the regular World Series has been significantly devalued. And for those like Samoa and Tonga, still with ambitions to be part of it anyway, it's a hard road to the top.
Right now, Fiji share the lead after two rounds of the new World Rugby Sevens series on 32 points, along with New Zealand and South Africa. But at the end of all six rounds, even if they're on top outright, there is no championship to be won. As World Rugby pointed out with great fanfare after restructuring the competition yet again, there will be a season finale featuring three blockbuster events with 12 teams per gender to determine the annual world champions. So, what is the point of the first six rounds, many are asking. The chair of Fiji Rugby, John Sande, says he's not pleased with the new model, but as the saying goes, he's just happy to be there.
You know, it's against the backdrop of the global game and the costs of running it. We're a responsible member of the World Rugby family, and we want to promote and encourage the growth of that, but at the same time, we're cognizant that it must pay its way through it all. For us, it's a very important part of pathways. You know, a lot of our players go through the sevens that then eventually, you know, move into the 15s, into our flying Fijians. Of course, we'd love it to be a bit different, but it's driven and dictated by the economic factors. We just want to make sure that it survives, then we just want to be part of that entertainment arena.
At round two in Cape Town, there was a noticeable lack of spectators, which may reflect the almost anti-competitive nature of what World Rugby have created. John Sande agrees that it's a peculiar setup and confusing for fans who, based on social media comments, had enough trouble working out who had won what last season.
It is confusing and something that we just have to live with. We're always happy to showcase our product to the world and keep everyone excited, and also our young players coming through to give them something to aspire to.
Bizarrely, what the new format does is open the way for fallen giants Samoa to claw their way back to the top and potentially even be crowned world champions at the end of it all. The Manu will start in the new Division 3 in January and will need to finish top 2 to progress. Then a top 4 Division 2 finish after 3 further rounds will be required to propel them back into the elite group and into the 3-event Grand Final series. Lakabi Samoa's chief executive, Douglas Nau Chun, is not looking too far ahead after seeing the Manu plummet 2 years ago.
It is a tough pathway, but it's manageable from our end. And it's an exciting challenge for our sevens program. We had a plan last year after we got knocked out of being a tier one team, and then we wanted so bad to get back as fast as we can. Unfortunately, World Rugby came up with a revamp sevens competition globally. So we failed last year. So at least we have another chance to have a crack at it this year.
The Tongan men are also in the Division 3 mix with Samoa, but the team is clinging to life because the Tongan Rugby Union has no money to fund them. But CEO Isia Aholalei says it would have been heartless to close them down, as seemed likely at one point.
The reason why they're still participating is because the players and the coaches, they want to be part of competition. And I feel for them, you know, we're here to make sure that our players go out there and compete against the best teams. And to say them that you can't go there because we don't have any funding, it's a sad thing to understand. And they will have to foot a lot of the bills to get themselves to where they will need to be in the immediate future, especially the 7th Street. And after that, we'll see whether it's viable to continue, because it's not good for us to tell the team, no, you got to survive yourselves and pay for whatever yourselves. It shouldn't be like that.
Should Tonga find a way out of Division 3 and go on to reach the Grand Final series, it would be a sporting fairy tale on a grand scale. But right now, there is no guarantee the team will actually survive beyond January, win or lose.
We're continually looking at helping them. It's not like we're just abandoning them. We're looking at every option and how to support the team, especially with a sponsorship. Those things that we can try to move on. Funding from the government is limited. Funding for World Rugby is limited as well. So those things we don't have control of. We're continually talking with companies to support the team, but nothing concrete at the moment.
Meanwhile, back in Samoa, and assuming Prime Minister Lauli loosens the government purse strings, the rugby union has ambitions to see both the Manu and Manusina rise up the rankings.
both our men and women's team will be participating in Dubai come January. And like any other nation, we're not going there just to make up the numbers. We learned our lesson from last year when we first competed in the Challenger Series, now named Sevens Free. And we'll come up with a solid team in that tournament.
So, curiously, as things stand, Samoa and Tonga have more to play for under the new Sevens setup than Fiji. Fiji could win their next four tournaments, but that achievement would amount to nothing if they fail in the Grand Final series. Consistency, it seems, is no longer regarded as a key factor by World Rugby, but they say their new model is elevating competitiveness, fan interest and broadcast value. But is it the case that after all these years and regular changes, World Rugby still haven't got it right? John Sande's response to that question is diplomatic.
I think there's just more options available to fans and spectators to go out and choose what events they want to be involved in. And we need to evolve the game to see how it can continue to be relevant to the market. And that's been the biggest challenge, I think. It's just a shifting global consumer market in this space. So we're trying to keep up with that.
Right now, the World 7 Series is in something of a hiatus, with Division 3 set to kick off in mid-January, while the Elite Group are back in action, this time in Perth, but not until January the 31st.